All right, so tonight, our 10-minute speaker will be Jack S. Let's welcome him, huh?
My name is Jack, and I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank Kevin for asking me and everyone else. I want to welcome the people that are new and let you know that if you're looking for a better life, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous is what I found really work. I'm going to hit on something that I talked about at the noon meeting today. People, you know, they talk about cross-talking and not being able to, you know, share what's on your mind. And what I want to let people know is when you come to Alcoholics Anonymous, first of all, you're so scared it's unbelievable. You know, I went to Paso for 60 days because I didn't want to have to deal with any people, any situation or anything like that. And I had been coming in and out for 20 years. So, you know, when people start saying to you, how long are you going to be here this time? You start getting a little irritated. But the thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is I kept on hearing people talk about those steps, and I was really good at 1, 2, 3. I never made it to 4 until I finally got sober. And today when people are talking about cross-talking, and my thing about cross-talking is if I'm speaking and someone starts talking while I'm talking, that's cross-talking. Anything else, if I say, you know, Jeff and I have known each other a long time, or, you know, I've had the same sponsor as, you know, this guy over here, and that's not cross-talking as far as I'm concerned. So what I'm getting at, and this is why I'm saying that, everyone has their opinion. You're going to find opinions on how to stay sober, what worked for you, and that's the most important thing. You're going to have to find out what works for you. And what worked for me is I had to get a sponsor that I truly believed that his life got better because of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I had to end up looking at something that was going to end up, you know, creating a better life for me. And first of all, my sponsor was totally different than me. He liked men and women. I just like women. But at the same time, I love that man just as much as my own dad. He brought me back into loving my dad again. And my dad was one of those guys that, you know, really pushed you around and stuff like that. And would, I can tell you how many times I lost a wrestling match. But I've won about 100, and I can't even tell you hardly any of those, because I always looked at the things that weren't going right in my life rather than things going right. And that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is about. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that aren't, you know, we're going to go out, you know, at times. Some people, you know, get here with the gift of desperation like I did the last time, and they stay sober. Guaranteed this last time when I came in, I was going to do whatever I needed to do. And he says, if you want to stay sober, you have to work those steps. And he said, another thing he told me too is, if you want to end up staying sober, you have to end up giving back. He says, first of all, for a long time there, you're going to end up feeling, you know, that like when people invite you over to, you know, eat at their house and stuff like that, and you have... okay, when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous this last time, because I didn't have a job, I had a roll of nickels, and all I did was put a nickel in the basket for every meeting I went to. Okay? So it doesn't make any difference how much money you put in. It's that you're trying to give back, and that's what I'm getting at. And same thing with, you know, the people that give you rides. Okay, I'm really tight with my money and stuff like that. One time they says, hey, can you give this guy a ride home? And it was raining. It was Angel. I didn't know he lived in Guadalupe. And I lived over in that direction, so I gave him a ride home. Because the thing is, like I said, I started doing things that I felt uncomfortable with that I didn't want to do, but I listened to what my sponsor said. If someone asks you to sponsor them, as far as I'm concerned, I'll tell them, Yeah, I'll sponsor you right now. I'm sponsoring six people right now, so it's a little hard for me to fit you in, but I'll fit you in until we can find, I'll be your temporary sponsor. You know, the most important thing for me in Alcoholics Anonymous is to end up, you know, staying close to these rooms too. I truly believe in my heart that I'll get drunk again if I quit going to meetings, because I'll start thinking things are okay again. You know, I don't have a house payment, you know, so I don't have any car payments. So that money, you know, next thing I could, you know, I'll start gambling. And next thing you know, they give free drinks. Well, sooner or later, I'm going to end up saying, you know, maybe a half of one year or something. Like, next thing I know, I'm in trouble again. And I'm going to end with this. Whenever I make a decision, this is good for the newcomer. Okay, I'm going to go and talk to my sponsor, but I'm going to talk to two other people besides that before I make my decision. Because my decisions always end up getting me drunk. And then after a while, you start thinking, and I'm going to ask people that, you know, I look up to in that. And it's usually one female and one male. It's not going to be just guys, too. Because women think a little different than us, and honestly, they're a lot brighter than we are. But you know, they let us feel like, you know. Well, not. Okay. So that's enough out of me. And okay. You end up.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jack, for filling in at the last minute, doing the 10-minute pitch. We really appreciate it.